comes to kissing, I ain't nothing but a kissing fool. She started to giggle when I told her that I teach her things she never learned in school. And she said,
go Jimmy, go on. Go Jimmy, go on.
Well, I talked her off the floor when she said,
go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go.
Baton Rouge native and early rock and roll heartthrob Jimmy Clanton opens this hour of the Music Box with Go Jimmy Go, which had teenagers moving on the dance floor at about this time in 1960. Welcome to the second hour of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, and here comes a little thunder and lightning.
Just a human.
Chase, one of the jazz rock fusion bands from the early 1970s, had their biggest record, Get It On, in the summer of 1971. Their leader, Bill Chase, along with some of the other band members, died in a plane crash in Minnesota in 1974. And from 1972, we heard Thunder and Lightning by Chi Coltrane. I'm Mike Duke, and this is the Music Box at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, where recently on Greatest Hits USA, Chuck Matthews played the follow-up single to Sugar Shack by Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs called Daisy Petal Pickin'. So here is the follow-up to the follow-up. The third single for Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, Ain't Gonna Tell Anybody.
I ain't gonna tell anybody that I've got a little girl like you. I ain't gonna tell anybody got a little girl to love me too. I'll tell no one, no one, that I've got a little girl like you to love me too. I ain't gonna tell anybody about the cute little way you walk. I ain't gonna tell anybody about the cute little way you talk. I'll tell no one, no one, that I've got a little girl like you to love me too. Big, big secret, so hard to keep. I'd like to tell everyone, everyone I meet. But if I tell one, I've got to tell two. I've got to keep a secret if I want to keep you. So ain't gonna tell anybody that I bought your wedding ring. I ain't gonna tell anybody. I ain't gonna tell no one a thing. I'll tell no one, no one, that I've got a little girl like you to love me too. Anybody that I've got a little girl like you. I ain't gonna tell anybody got a little girl to love me too. I'll tell no one, no one, that I've got a little girl like you to love me too. I ain't gonna tell anybody. I ain't gonna tell anybody. I ain't gonna tell anybody.
Well, what do you want? Good grammar or good rock and roll? Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs from 1964, Ain't Gonna Tell Anybody. By the way, you can catch Chuck Matthews and Greatest Hits USA Saturdays and Sundays at 3 p.m. right here at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. In the mid-1950s, four high school friends began singing the four-part harmony that was popular at the time and formed a group called the Four Preps. They are well known for songs such as Big Man and 26 Miles, both from 1958. Fast forward to March 1st, 1961. That's when President Kennedy announced the establishment of the Peace Corps. A short time later, the Four Preps, who were in the middle of a series of college appearances, released this satirical parody called More Money for You and Me.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. We have one little thing. Quite frequently, we get a chance to travel across the country, as you might well imagine. And, we're very sorry that had to happen. We don't really travel that way. Bruce, if you might notice, here is wearing some red nylon stretch socks to offset his basic gray slacks, creation of Robert Hall. Now, I started getting into something very serious. People expect us to have prepared a few thoughts concerning the future and a better and a brighter tomorrow. We have a new administration, I guess you might know, a new president. Of course, he has new ideas. Maybe you've heard about the Peace Corps. It's kind of a new idea. Instead of putting everyone into the service, gives all the young people in America a chance to kind of travel around the world, you know, goodwill and all that sort of thing. And, well, we've noticed that there's rather a rich abundance of vocal groups in the country right now. and we think that they'd fit into the program.
Oh, really?
just beautifully. And with your very kind permission, we've put together a few thoughts on the subject. We'd like to dedicate this entire mess to Mr. Jack Kennedy.
First we have the Fleetwoods, a very successful group. Let's send them to Alaska to entertain our troops.
When they start in a singing and putting on their show,
the temperature around them will be 45 below.
Hi, Mr. Blue. When I say I'm freezing, just turn around, head for the warmth of town. I'm freezing through and through. Call me Mr. Blue.
Next, the Hollywood Argyles, a mighty nice group of kids. We'd like to send them roving on a downhill pair of skids.
There's a group that we heard of that's a awful hip.
Howdy-oop, boop, 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 boop.
We'd kinda like to send them on a little trip.
Howdy-oop, boop, 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 boop.
Where they ought to go, we cannot tell.
Howdy-oop, boop.
But it's awful hot, and it rhymes with swell.
California?
And while they're down there working, they won't be all alone. They'll run into another group that's even hot back home.
They asked me how I knew our career was through. Something here inside cannot be denied.
Do 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 do. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Next we have the freshmen, a group that rates a cheer. Of course, they've been four freshmen for almost 20 years.
It isn't that they're stupid. Well, a little maybe so.
They can't afford to graduate. They're making too much dough.
In this whole wide world, is there nowhere to send them? Is there no one place we can tell them to go?
Over the water blue, hail to the Kingston Trio.
Cuba's calling you.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.
Some work on Cuba's shore. We hung around Havana to do a few encores. Castro said, I like him, let's hang him up some more. Now he has all three hanging permanently.
Hang down the Kingston Trio. Hang him from a tall oak tree. Eliminate the Kingston Trio, more money for you and me.
Dion and the Belmonts are driving us to tears. Let's send them up the river for about 1,000 years.
While the kids are watching Dion singing about the stars,
the Belmonts are out on the parking lot stealing hubcaps off of cars.
Each time I steal a hubcap, it almost breaks my heart. Must I be a teenager in jail?
Where these groups all come from, we really do not know. But if they ever ask us, we will tell them where to go.
From 1961, those are the Four Preps. More Money for You and Me. About a year later, as military activity began building in Cuba and Vietnam, they released a similar parody called The Big Draft, but we'll save that one for another day. If you'd like to contact me with a possible song suggestion or comment about the Music Box, you can send an email to the friendly conductor over at the concert hall, and he or his assistant will make sure I get the message. That address is am1120@wtwzradio.com. The station is the concert hall. The show is the Music Box. I'm Mike Duke, and these are the Beach Boys. God Only Knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
But I know my baby's no baby no more.
Summer of 1970, that's Silver Bird by Mark Lindsay, backed by the Wrecking Crew. And the Beach Boys gave us God Only Knows in 1966. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.